WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The man suspected of aiming his rifle in the direction of Donald Trump appears to have camped out at Trump's Florida golf club for 12 hours before he was spotted. Court papers say Ryan Wesley Ruth didn't fire any shots and never had Trump in his line of sight. Sean Diddy Combs is expected to appear before a judge this morning. He was arrested last night, but the grand jury indictment against him is still sealed. The Federal Reserve meets today for one of its most anxiously awaited sessions in a long time, says ABC's Daria Albinger.
It's been rumored, well, for a very long time that the Fed will cut interest rates. The central bank could do that by the time it adjourns tomorrow, now that it's declared high inflation all but defeated. And that could make borrowing more affordable from Wall Street to Main Street.
Meta's banning Russian state media from the social media platforms it owns, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. The company says Russia's covert influence operations use deceptive practices to amplify the Kremlin's propaganda efforts. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One man was rushed to the hospital and two dogs were killed Friday evening after several explosions set a garage on fire. According to the Tomah Fire Department, the fire happened on the 200 block of Green Acres Avenue around 6:30 Friday night. Firefighters were told the garage was fully engulfed in flames and there had been several explosions. By the time crews arrived, the fire was spreading into the home. The fire department knocked down the fire quickly, but continued suppression took several hours. The home's resident was working on his moped in the garage when the fire started. He suffered third-degree burns in the fire. The home is deemed a total loss. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in Madison on Friday. The vice president is returning to the battleground state for the fourth time since she launched her White House campaign in July. According to a spokesperson, the vice president will be holding an early evening rally. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 87. For tonight, clear with a low of 52. Sunny, 86 for Wednesday. Back to the upper 80s, sunshine on Thursday. Chance of showers and storms by Thursday night. Storms could linger into Friday with a high near 86. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's so good, made from an original family recipe. GrandpasBBQShop.com.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
99.7.
We hope your Tuesday is off to a great start. Thank you so much for joining us. I mean, I wish it was that exciting, but Tuesdays, nothing real exciting ever happens. It's just a little stepping stone to the good part of the week, meaning essentially getting to the weekend, right? Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers now on Max FM.
I was talking with a friend of mine, said a woman that hurt his pride, told him that she loved him so, and turned around and let him go. Then he said, you better watch your step, or you're gonna get hurt yourself. Someone's gonna tell you lies, cut you down to size. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Well, I love you, baby. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Someday I might need you, baby. Don't do me like that. Listen, honey, can you see? Maybe you will bury me. If you were in a public eye, give someone else a try.
Just might need you, honey. Don't do me like that. I'm whack. 80s, 90s, and more.
Love Jack. You say,
oh, tainted love.
99.7 XFM.
Back in sunglasses on.
Don Henley, there's the boys of summer. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7. And boy, oh boy, Don Henley fan, he's got it right as far as the boys of summer still lingering here in Wisconsin. It's going to be another warm one today.
You know, I was thinking about this yesterday, and I thought, you know, your husband, he's the weather guru.
He is.
I mean, there has got to be. You remember how Batman had a bat phone? And he could call Commissioner Gordon, and Commissioner Gordon could call him and all that jazz. So Corey Hartman has got to have a Mother Nature phone where he can just dial up Mother Nature. Because if he could, you know.
I wish that's how it worked.
Discuss with her and cool it down just a little bit.
Now, can I tell you a secret, though? I'm telling you and everybody listening this morning, so it's not really going to be that much of a secret, but we won't let him know that I told anybody this. So he's been working on the roof of our house. You know, you and I talked about it a little bit yesterday. We finally figured out where the critters were actually coming in. It's been an ongoing problem by the looks of what we found for years. So we have taken the proper steps to actually repair this, right? And so we just got to get a couple more little pieces to kind of fill up one more channel, but otherwise it is sound. There is nothing getting in through whatever he has done up there now.
So you still had a critterless night last night?
We did. We did have a critterless night, so it was very exciting. But here's the thing. We've got a little bit of wood that's open right now before we can cover it so we can stuff one of the, what we call a little mousy channel, because it would be the perfect channel for a little mousy to decide to run through. And he looked at me and he goes, "This is my weather guru of a husband. Is it going to rain anytime soon?" I said, "I don't know. Didn't
He's
you just
supposed
do
to know?"
Right. I said, "Didn't you just do forecasts for everybody? Like, I don't know, a half hour ago?" This was yesterday. And he looks at me and he goes, "Yeah, I guess I did. I don't remember." And so then he pulls out his app. He's like, "No, I think we're good for at least a couple of days. He's just got to get it filled in." See, the weather guys don't really pay attention to what they say either. So maybe we all need that phone to Mother Nature.
I think so, yeah. My hopes were so high, you know?
I know. I definitely don't have an advantage when your husband is looking at you going, "Is it going to rain?" Nothing. I got nothing for you.
Yeah.
My goodness. Yeah. So anything fun and exciting happening in your world right now?
Okay, well, the 10th grader went to was on campus again yesterday.
Yes.
So chauffeur day, first read through of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest last night.
How did that go?
Great. We're all familiar with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, right?
It's a great show, though. It's a classic. It's so good. Know, it's one of my favorites.
I'm going to say, and you know, the walls, they have ears my wife is in her office next door. But so my wife is going to be going from Annie Wilkes in Misery to Nurse Ratchet in Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, wow.
So she was mean to me in Misery, and now she's going to be mean to me. It shouldn't be typecasting.
She's
a nice person. She's a wonderful person. Okay. But
she very much is. Not, she's great.
It's not typecasting. Okay. It's just because she's a good actor. You know,
maybe she's just asking for these roles because she knows you're on the opposite end. Have you ever thought of that?
Yeah, that's the thing. Something's going on. How can we torture him a little bit more? Yeah. Okay.
Take it out those frustrations of all the things that she holds inside. So she is this wonderful, nice human being. And then she's like, "Oh, when we get on stage, all bets are off. I'm just acting. Just acting. That's it."
Everybody has to have a place where they can vent, right? Whether it's a rage room or the stage.
That's right. Stage happens to be Chris's. I love it. So I had an interesting day yesterday. It was a very busy day just between, we still haven't started Dexter's senior year of school. Now, he started a couple of online classes, so we're kind of half in. And most of the classes that he's going to be taking this year, he's independent study, and I'm not worried because he's very excited to start all of them. But I think this week we're going to probably dive in. We've got a couple more things to finish up, and then he can actually get right in there and really start working on his senior year. And plus, since everything's more of an independent study and I just got to check some work afterwards, I'm like, if you decide to do like an entire unit appointment one day and you get done early, these are full credit classes. You're just done with that class for the entire year, which is really good incentive for a senior in high school.
Oh,
let me tell you. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anytime you tell them you might be able to finish up everything early if you work really hard, you see the eyes actually light up and they're like, ooh, this has potential. So he's very excited.
Motivation. So, there you go.
Right. You got to find it wherever you can, especially for those seniors. So we worked on a little bit of, you know, just kind of finishing up a few odds and ends from last year. A lot of grading. The curriculum we used last year was a lot of essay writing, not Dexter's, unfortunately for him, not his cup of tea. Very creative kid, has a hard time putting it on paper, but he can spout it to you like nobody's business. It's kind of the craziest thing I've ever seen. The actual having to put it on paper and come up with facts in an orderly fashion are really hard for him. It's ADHD brain. That's what his therapist always tells us. So we're working on that. But he can tell you all the information verbally. And so sometimes when I read his essays and I'm grading, I'm like, yikes. I know he knows the material, but why don't you tell me about this a little bit better, because I know you know this way more than you just put into all of this writing. So that's kind of where the standstill is right now. So we did a little bit of that yesterday. And then yesterday afternoon, I made my way over to Madison. Idea Fest is happening in Madison. And this is my first experience with the Cap Times Idea Fest. And so last night, we went over to Memorial Hall and the room was packed. I got to hear, there's some amazing, amazing speakers over the course of the next few days. But last night, heard from Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, which was really enlightening to hear about, you know, just everything he's doing in the city of Chicago and the growth that they're potentially going to see and some of the things that he's doing to help the citizens of Chicago and the working middle class. So that was pretty interesting. And then the night culminated with former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. So that was very, very interesting. It was a good time. And I got to say, I'm very excited about a lot of the sessions. I'll be over at the Overture Center tonight talking about arts in this digital age. So I'm excited to hear that panel. Tommy Thompson's going to be addressing Idea Fest goers later this week. So, of course, former Wisconsin governor. So I'm very excited to hear from him. Liz Cheney's even going to be in town on Friday night as well, talking a little bit about, you know, state of politics, state of the world and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm excited. I'm excited to hear some of these really amazing, very smart, way more intelligent people than me, Finn.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of stuff to undertake and check out. But I mean, so you're going to be traveling to Madison pretty much throughout the whole weekend,
yes.
So this is more than your usual Madison trips.
And I will have an extra one in there just because Thursday night that particular session is capped off to just journalists, and so you have to have special credentials to get into that one. So Thursday night I'll actually be taking Dexter over to his normal taekwondo class. Corey and I, we've gotten to the point on some of this stuff where we sit down every Sunday and we look at our calendar and we're like, okay, you are in charge of that night. You've got that night. Ooh, how about you take care of this night? And we kind of just divvy it up and then put it on our calendar so it's set in stone. So he'll have one trip over to Madison with a taekwondo class this week. I'll have another. And we just divide and conquer. That's what we like to call it. It is easier having only one kid to divide and conquer, though. When Max was around, it was a little harder. I mean, any parents of multiple kids, you know this, right? It's a little easier to divide and conquer with just one.
Still, now I know you've got the critter thing fixed out, and Corey's been
hopefully
working on that.
We don't want to jinx it, so knock on wood kind of thing.
You're making so many trips over to Madison.
We're definitely.
Could you move there? I mean,
I don't know. We like Baraboo. Baraboo's a good place. I mean, it's not that far. And neither one of us really minds driving. So, you know, we're kind of just hanging out.
You never get tired of driving.
There's times when I'm kind of like, okay, I'm tired. I don't really want to do. I actually do. Here's the thing. These trips back and forth in the evening are really good for me because I'm all by myself. I've talked about this.
Yeah.
Usually when I go with Dexter, I usually have, you know, the Deftones playing, maybe whatever musical act he's into at this particular time, right? And there's a lot of chitter chatter that's happening in my car, which is great. I love having those conversations.
Right.
There's something to be said, though, about getting in the car, setting the cruise control, and just being able to think on your own.
I know what you're talking about. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I relish those moments of peace and quiet, because let me tell you, when I got home last night, it was only Corey, Dexter, and the dog, but it was mass chaos in here. They were watching a movie. It was funny. So they were really loud, and they were laughing hysterically. They were watching the end of the Eagles and the Atlanta Falcons game, which, by the way, that was a huge game at the end. Kirk Cousins made like this heroic effort and actually won the game by 1 point against the Eagles. And it was literally in the last seconds. So there was a lot of, you know, watching that, and they don't really care. So they were getting a little bit more intense than they normally do. But they were having a good time with that. The dog was jumping around. She was barking. She was squeaking her toys. And I walked in the house and I was like, oh, I kind of wish I could go back to the car right now. Let's be honest about it. But no, it's I don't actually mind the drive when I get to just sit and think. And then taking in all of these amazing speakers, it's really fun to go sit back in the car as you're driving and really reflect on some of the things that you heard and really take it all in. Does that make sense? Because if I have other people with me, I don't get to do that.
Right.
I don't really get to sit and think about some of the things that I just heard. So
sometimes you just need that time, right?
Yeah. And so, and yeah, it's going to be a lengthy week. And let's face it, I don't do this all the time. I just drive back and forth a couple times a week. This just happens to be a special event, you know? And
Corey's that's the only reason I asked, is because, you know, we have the morning show, and we have to get up early. And
this is a special one.
Yeah.
It's only once a year. I'm not going to do this every day. And, you know, Corey's made it so that he can work at home quite a bit more. He only has to be in Madison a couple days a week as well. So we just kind of, you know, flex things around. You do what you got to do. We're not the only commuters in this world. Let's be honest. Yeah. So we've got to give our text. It's time to potentially text and win. That's what I want to say here this morning. Going for the green or the gold with our statewide contest. Now, if you don't have the Civic Media app, you should probably run out and get that. It's free in your Apple store, your Android store. And all you got to do is use it to text in this keyword that I'm about to give you. This is good until 8 o'clock, by the way. Your chance to potentially win some really great stuff in. We're talking $100 in cash. We give that away every time we give one of these words, if it happens to be the cash hour, that is. Maybe some gold jewelry, which happens to be something else you can win if it happens to be a gold jewelry hour. And, you know, you can also qualify to win a couple of seats to see Green Bay take on New Orleans Monday, December 23rd. You get into the grand prize drawing. By the way, that's two indoor club seats, so your tushy won't get cold while you're watching the game on a cold December night. But think of what a great Christmas present that would be for somebody. Cool stuff.
Totally.
So you got to text us using your Civic Media app, your word for this hour, and a chance to win some of that gold jewelry. Gold. G-O-L-D. That is what you are texting from now until 8 o'clock using your Civic Media app, so that hopefully you can win some gold jewelry with the word gold this morning. G-O-L-D. Make sure you're texting that in so that we can qualify you for not only that trip to see Green Bay versus New Orleans, but also maybe be one of our hourly winners in this statewide contest and win some gold jewelry this time around. G-O-L-D. So get those texts coming here this morning. Now, there was a lot of big news. As I was sitting in Idea Fest last night, I kept getting all these like messages coming up on my phone, because there were some like big things happening in the world, including P. Diddy. He's been rearrested. This is kind of crazy. So Sean Diddy Combs, we know that he got in a little bit of trouble, you know, a few months back. There was a raid of his home, and we found out some really kind of awful things about old Puff Daddy. Does he go by Diddy now? Puffy? I don't know. He's had a lot of different names. But it turns out that he was arrested last night in Manhattan at a hotel. No word on what charges he's actually facing. It sounds like we'll find out more this morning. But they're obviously related to that sex trafficking and all of those allegations that he's been facing for about the past year. Since last November, he's been hit with 10 lawsuits alleging rape, trafficking, as well as other crimes. Feds raided both of his homes, his home in L.A. and his home in Miami back in March. Now, Diddy's attorney, of course, is he's disappointed in this arrest and says, quote, to his credit, Mr. Combs has been nothing but cooperative with this investigation, and he voluntarily relocated to New York last week in anticipation of these charges. Now, of course, this is what a lawyer is going to say. And, you know, innocent until proven guilty. Doesn't matter how many specials or people are talking. Innocent until proven guilty, right? If they've got all the evidence. Mm-hmm. So his attorney goes on to say that these are acts of an innocent man. Nothing to hide. He looks forward to clearing his name in court. Now, TMZ, who we all need to know is on top of these things, says that law enforcement sources, I don't know how they get better news than most of the news, actual news sources in this world. It's crazy to me. But TMZ is saying that law enforcement sources told them that Diddy had been scheduled for arrest today, but something happened to make the feds move in and arrest him last night, interestingly enough. Mm. So I believe, according to ABC, what we've heard here this morning, he is going to be in court later today. So I'm assuming at that point,
as the day progresses, we'll find out more.
Do we want to find out more? Because it already feels really icky based on what we might know already. And now it feels like we're going to know even more by the end of today. I feel like this is one of those stories that's it's hard to watch and it's hard to listen to because of the subject matter. But I think it's also very important if you like to pay attention to what's happening in the world. But it feels icky, right? Like you shouldn't be wanting to listen to more to get more information. I don't know how to it feels icky. It just feels icky when you listen to all of the details. But yeah, I think we'll find out a little bit more about old Puffy today. Now, there's another trend that I want to talk about here this morning very quickly. And this is it's still icky, but in a whole different way than Puff Daddy is. More and more, we're seeing wellness influencers who are trying to prank us on things like the old Tiki Tax. And we've got some really late breaking health advice from some of the influencers out there. They want us to start eating dirt, Finn. See why I said it's less icky than Puff Daddy, but still kind of gross. Now, there's even a term for people who are doing this. They're called crunchers. They claim it helps them with everything under the sun, essentially, from improving gut health to reducing wrinkles and curing acne. The idea is that it's loaded with all kinds of minerals that are essentially good for you. Experts say, though, obviously, this could be a little dangerous. Do I need an expert to tell me that? Anyway, first off, you don't just scoop out some dirt out of your backyard and then chow it down. That would be even more insane than this.
Though there's probably plenty that have already started trying that.
Right? Well, normal dirt in our backyard is loaded with, you know, chemicals that could potentially kill you. Rocks, rusty nails, all sorts of crazy stuff. Yeah. So you need to buy special dirt called biodynamic soil. A lot of crunchers prefer it in the form of edible chunks of clay. Sites that sell it use flowery language, like saying it's a medium hard crunch and a pleasant earthy taste. I would believe it. It's dirt. You're eating dirt.
Sounds worse than kale,
right? But or tofu. I mean, let's be honest. But is any of this actually good advice? Someone asked a nutrition expert about it, and their answer was probably not, and definitely talk to your doctor first. There's not a lot of scientific evidence to back up any of these health claims, and those clays aren't really regulated, so there's no telling what's in there. The biggest concern would be heavy metals like mercury and lead. Now, I also found this interesting because when you're talking about eating clay, remember way back in the day, Packers fans, when Aaron Rodgers started dating Shailene Woodley and none of us knew about it, and then all of a sudden he gets up to accept his MVP award and he announces that he's getting married? This was something the two of them did on a regular basis. They ate chunks of clay because they felt like it got rid of the toxins in your body or something. And
well,
she's
that
been
explains
very,
a lot.
Right? Exactly. I mean, you know, when you look at this, this might be a prime example, Aaron Rodgers, of why you don't try the clay.
Kids, don't do this at home. Yeah.
From one don't pee diddy like icky Rogers. To something completely different as far as the ick factor goes. There you go.
We
hard
live in strange
stuff.
Times. We really do. Eating
we do.
Dirt. Okay. And how much does this special dirt cost?
You know it's more than most people can afford, but because somebody on the old Tiki Tax tells us to, there's people who are flocking to the websites right now trying to
find
it.
What's it called? Biodynamic
Biodynamic dirt? Soil is what it's called. Yeah, so do a Google search for that this morning, people. Maybe it can pick up all the toxins that P. Diddy's throwing into
just
the earth.
Just quickly, I mean, there was a lot of strange stuff going on yesterday.
It was weird. What, it was
one
a
of
weird
the things
day.
That we found out about
Morning.
Gary Farrell is like out of his mind, and the band members, of course, can't get along, so they just canceled the tour after all these tickets had been sold. And then Miley Cyrus is
being sued now. Not by Bruno Mars, not by Bruno Mars.
But she's accused of copying a Bruno Mars song.
Yes,
correct?
So what it is here's the information. My internet is really sketchy right now, so bear with me. Basically, she is being sued for stealing When I Was Your Man from Bruno Mars. And the company that's suing her is called Tempo Music Investments. And they say that Miley's big hit Flowers is too similar to When I Was Your Man. And they claim to have a share of the copyright of the song, saying that Miley intentionally copies its chord progression and mirrors some of the lyrics too. Now, Bruno Mars is not involved in this lawsuit. He is not a plaintiff listed on any of the official paperwork that's been filed. And so there's really no word on if he supports it. But Tempo Music Investments is definitely going to go after a little cash, it sounds like, and try to fight this one. So, yeah. It was a weird day yesterday.
Can you hear the similarities? I'm like, I know both songs, but I don't know them well enough, but I understand the whole chord progression.
I guess
thing.
I would have to listen to them back to back. I mean, I know both songs, but I guess I've never paid close enough attention. So I would have to definitely put them back to back to figure out if there was any nefarious things done between and again, it's music, you know,
it's
here's
a
the
clear
thing.
Rip off or
right.
Not.
I mean, it's music. So there's only so many chords
there
that you
are
can
only
actually
so many
play.
Notes. Yep. Mm-hmm. You can only do so much.
Maybe it wasn't intentional. Maybe they just liked the riff and they were like, ooh, you know? And in the back of your mind,
that happens a lot.
You know, and sometimes you hear it, you think about these things when you're putting music together, right? But you don't remember that you heard it in specifically this particular song or over from this artist.
Or it's not an intentional thing where you're just.
Again, only so many chords that you can actually play in music. Now, again, before we talk about the weather, and I know we got to wrap up here. Remember, your word that you're texting this hour in our statewide text to win contest is gold. You can get that to us before 8 o'clock and qualify to win some gold jewelry and to also qualify for that trip to see Green Bay take on New Orleans on Monday, December 23rd. Indoor club seating for that one as well. Switching to something that's not going to feel like December at all. It's not going to feel like fall at all. In fact, it's going to feel very much like July over the next couple of days. Lots of sunshine today with a high near 87, clear down to 52 tonight. More sun, 86 on tomorrow. And then by Thursday, we are talking temperatures back into the upper 80s with a chance for some thunderstorms Thursday night, and those could linger into Friday. Right now, it is 62. Time for your community calendar here on Max FM. It's brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for Baraboo Oktoberfest, presented by Fairfield Inn and Suites in Baraboo. Enjoy a taste of Bavarian culture with an authentic ethnic festival celebrating Wisconsin's German roots. There's going to be great live music, German cuisine, and Oktoberfest-style beer on tap. This event's going to be held on the grounds at Circus World. The event is from 3 until 9 p.m. Great live music starts at 3:30. All the details and ticket information can be found at OktoberfestBaraboo.com. Again, this is Saturday, September 21st from 3 until 9 p.m. at Circus World. And the Laval American Legion Post 242 is going to be hosting their spaghetti dinner. This is going to happen on Saturday, September 21st from 4:30 until 7 p.m. Great way to support the Laval American Legion and enjoy some delicious food. Again, 4:30 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 21st. And then mark your calendars for the next Saturday, September 28th, for Kind Fest at Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. This great day of events includes music, games, and community. West on 12 will be performing, plus you're going to have a bags tournament, bingo, raffles, food trucks, drinks, and mental health resources. This will be from 1 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 28th. Find all the details by searching Kind Fest on Facebook.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Maximum Music, Max FM.
7:37 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday morning. A beautiful start to the day, even though it's going to get a little warmer as we progress. 87 for a high, but gorgeous right now. Here's Prince on Max FM. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:40 right now. Talk about being fashionably late on a Tuesday. We are still taking qualifiers this morning in our statewide text to win contest. Going for the green or the gold? And this hour, you happen to be going for the gold. And when I say gold, I mean gold jewelry. And that's actually the word you need to text us this morning. Gold. G-O-L-D. Use your Civic Media app to get us that word so you can qualify for this hourly prize of some gold jewelry. And, of course, be qualified for our grand prize, which is a trip to Green Bay to see Green Bay take on New Orleans Monday, December 23rd, with a couple of indoor club seats. And remember, if you don't text, then you can't qualify for the grand prize, the cash, or the gold jewelry. So make sure you get us that word before 8 o'clock this morning. Again, it is gold, G-O-L-D. Now, we got to talk a little bit about saving money and shopping local. You can do that when you go over to maxfmbigdeals.com. And today we're having a big sale. 15% off all of our gift certificates. And all you have to do is shop, fill your cart, and then enter the promo code FALL at checkout. And they're going to be applied before you actually have to pay your money, all right? Now, there's a few good things over there, including a $25 certificate to Baraboo Music if you happen to have a musician in the house. $15 is all you're going to pay with an instant download. And then, of course, you take the extra 15% off. You're saving money on top of money. You also have to check out Disorderly Conduct Rage Room, a $50 certificate, $35 instant download available on that one as well. It's located in Sauk City. And then, you know, if you want a really great night of some delicious food, make sure you check out the Relish Tray Bistro and Catering at downtown Baraboo, a $25 certificate, $20, all you're going to pay, and then you take an extra 15% off with that promo code FALL. And you are saving even more money today when you shop at MaxFMBigDeals.com. So go stock up. All of our certificates make great gifts. Make sure you check out those instant downloads. They're really good if maybe, you know, you want to do something right away, or maybe you don't want to cook dinner tonight because it's going to be warm, or you're just really, really busy. Lots of great options over there. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It's going to be warm over the next couple of days. When I say you don't want to cook dinner, like, we're still talking, like, summer meals. Lots of grilling, right? With a high right around 87. Maybe a chance for some thunderstorms later this week. Corey Hartman's going to tell us more in just a moment. Plus, we're going to have a look at sports next here on 99.7 Max FM.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The Brewers knocked off the Phillies 6-2 in their series opener at AmFam Field last night. Their magic number to clinch the Central is down to 2. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It means the champagne will be on ice with a chance to pop the corks as early as tonight. Aaron Civale allowed a run on 7 hits in 5 innings for the victory, and Colin Ray worked 2 2/3 innings for his first career save. Wisconsin quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after suffering a torn ACL and Saturday's blowout loss to number 4 Alabama. Van Dyke went down on the Badgers' opening possession. Falcons staged a game-winning drive to come back and beat the Eagles 22-21 on Monday Night Football in Philly last night. Kirk Cousins marching the Falcons' offense 70 yards and just over a minute to tie the game with a 7-yard touchdown strike and an extra point to win it. Both teams are 1-1. Packers off today before resuming practice on Wednesday. They're at Tennessee on Sunday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 87. For tonight, clear with a low of 52. Sunny, 86 for Wednesday. Back to the upper 80s, sunshine on Thursday. Chance of showers and storms by Thursday night. Storms could linger into Friday with a high near 86. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, it's so good, made from an original family recipe. GrandpaBBQShop.com.
It's 60 at our studios.
99.7
7:46 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries next. Here's the Georgia Satellites. Keep your hands to yourself.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-lang-lang. Won't
keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:49 right now. And Finn, I thought this was really interesting this morning because, you know, sometimes when you're doing a little traveling or going from place to place, it's really hard to determine the rudest and the friendliest cities because, you know, sometimes the tone of the locals is affected by the vibe that tourists happen to bring, right? We know this. We have our own experiences with a lot of tourists in the area, especially with Wisconsin Dells during parts of the year. So why not ask people about their own cities? There's this study out on the rudest cities in America. And instead of going to tourists and travelers, they actually surveyed 1,500 residents of 46 of the largest metro areas in the United States and asked them about the rudeness level in their very own area. Now, so in the end, the rudest city, according to the residents, is Miami, Florida, which is interesting. It's been a really long time, I think, since I've been to Miami.
Okay.
I'm even trying to remember the last time I went. It's been years and years and years ago, and I believe it was only there. We were only there for like a quick overnight, and then
remember it as being extremely rude?
I don't think I had enough time to really figure it out or not. I know that it was beautiful. It was gorgeous to look at, but that was from a motel room before we left the next day. So there you go. Philadelphia actually came in at number two on the list, and I don't know if it's rude or if it's just a Philly way of life. Because I find them kind of enchanting and endearing when I'm in Philly. And you know, they just don't care, right? Like, they just don't care. You're in their way, so get out of their way. But I feel like that's a lot of it in most cities, right? Like, really big areas. You find that New York City as well. I don't think they mean to be rude, but they have places to go. And, you know, you just, why are you in my way? I'm going here. Like, okay. Get out of my way, right? And I think that's even the same for locals. I mean, I think that pertains to whether you're just visiting or whether you actually actually live there. Tampa is another place on the list that people consider themselves to be quite rude. They actually came in at number 3. So far what I'm seeing is Florida is not faring well as far as friendliness.
No.
Yeah. Louisville, Kentucky. And you got to say it like that. Like you got a mouth of marbles. Louisville. Like Louisville. There's no pronunciation there or something. It's very strange. And they will correct you if you go to Louisville and tell you that you overpronunciated it. Really? How do you, anyway, so they consider themselves to be rude as well. Number 4 on the list. By the way, I do find Kentucky to be a very beautiful state. I'm not making fun of Kentucky in any way. I just think it's funny that they'll correct you when you, like, you're like Louisville. They're like, no, you didn't say it right. Louisville. What? How would you like? And then if you even do what they do, they're like, no, that's still not correct. What do you want me to do right now?
It's like you can't pronounce it right. You have to pronounce it with a mouthful of marbles.
Exactly. That's the only way that I think they'd be happy down there. Oakland, California comes in at number 5 on the list as far as being rude. Boston makes themselves at number 6. Memphis comes in at number 7. Yes. Just going through Memphis one time a couple of years ago to stay overnight so we could get to New Orleans. It was an experience, let me tell you. And I don't know if I would ever do the Memphis route again. I get there's Southern hospitality. I don't know, though. I don't live there, and I think I kind of agree with where Memphis is on the list. But I would give it another chance because I know there's some really cool areas down in Tennessee as well.
And did you, I'm sorry, did you mention what the factors were that went into this?
They didn't give us a lot of factors. I think it's, like whether or not you would help a stranger on a corner, if I remember reading correctly about this, traffic, how people behave in traffic, what the charitable contributions are within an area and all of that. I mean, they took in a lot. There was about 30 different criteria that they asked people to really kind of determine if their area is good at that or not. Mm. Their metro, mm. We should say.
Because a lot of what you're saying, I mean, behavior is pretty similar in most places.
Right.
I mean, but yeah. Because some of these are kind of interesting. I'm surprised by some of these.
And I really believe that, too, when you get into metro areas, it's a way of life. I don't know if you can really judge harshly or too kindly.
Right.
Because
exactly.
I think it's just a way of life. They're busy. And it takes a long time to get from
movement.
Where you need to be.
Yeah.
You're always dealing with traffic. You're always dealing with humans. I think that's part of it. Las Vegas actually comes in at number 8 on the list. I suppose we did most of the touristy stuff, so everybody wanted our money because it's Vegas. But, I didn't find people to be too rude in Vegas. I actually found a lot of people to be really kind of awesome, to be quite honest. Long might have been the highlight of Las Vegas, for to be quite honest. Long Beach, California comes in at number 9, and then you have Charlotte, North Carolina that comes in at number 10 on the list. Now, on the flip side of this, if you got the rudest cities, you also have the most polite cities, right? And according to residents of Omaha, Nebraska, and how they filled out their surveys, they are the most polite city in America. Minneapolis is next. Well, yeah.
You were going to bring it
nice.
Again with Minneapolis.
I know. Minnesota nice. It's a thing, people. Followed by San Diego. Then you've got Columbus, Ohio, interestingly enough. Kansas City, Missouri is also on the list. Yeah, you got like half Midwestern, half Southern hospitality in Kansas City, Missouri. It's kind of weird because, you're kind of right there in the middle of the country. So you have a lot of Southerners who have come up and are now in Kansas, and you have a lot of Midwesterners who also live in Kansas. So you've got kind of a combination of both aspects of life. So I would agree with Kansas City being very friendly. Milwaukee, interestingly enough, makes a list. For all of the bad publicity that Milwaukee, Wisconsin gets, the residents consider themselves to be some of the politest, and they actually make the list. I love that. Indianapolis is also on this list. San Jose, California, also considered to be one of the most polite cities. Raleigh, North Carolina. Sorry, Charlotte. All the good people moved to Raleigh. That's what happened there. And then Oklahoma City also makes the most polite list. So this is, again, done by the locals. So if you're thinking about doing a little traveling and you want some good hospitality and some good manners and some good vibes, then maybe you pick off the list that's most polite.
Yeah. And to clarify, I wasn't bemoaning anything about Minneapolis. It is.
Oh, no, they're just always on every
city.
List.
It's they always make the positive list.
Yes,
it makes
always.
You kind of wonder, what is it that is so special there that we don't have here.
But it's a little annoying, isn't it? Like, just a little
they're
annoying.
They're just showing off all
right?
the time.
Right? At this point, I mean, oh, city that gives out the most Band-Aids, Minneapolis. I mean, like, it's something so mundane and stupid, right? They'd be number one on the list, or at least in the top 10. So, no, I agree, but it is a great city, and it's super fun to go visit. And you can check out a full list if you want over at Preply.com. Find out, you know, what some more of the criteria were and things like that. So check that out if you're so inclined. And again, this was just metro areas. So we were just talking about some of the biggest populated areas of the country. Now, we've got about 4 minutes left here in this hour, Finn, for everybody to text in the word of the hour in our statewide text to win contest using the Civic Media app. It is gold, G-O-L-D. This is a chance for you to win some gold jewelry. If you haven't already texted us, make sure you get us that word, because then you could maybe win some gold jewelry. And of course, then you are qualified for our big grand prize, which is two indoor club seats to see Green Bay take on New Orleans on Monday night, December 23rd. And who doesn't want a little early Christmas present? So get your text in here before 8 o'clock so that you can qualify. And remember, you can qualify as many times as you hear us give a keyword. If it's every day, every time we give a keyword, then you can text in and qualify and give yourself more chances to win some really great stuff. And we'll tell you that hour whether you're playing for cash or for the gold jewelry. So be listening for that little key as well. Not that any of those prizes are bad. Does it really matter? I mean, let's be honest. Yeah. All of those are good prizes. We would be cool with any of those. Let's see. We do have to run down our birthday list here very, very quickly. Like, internet this morning. What an issue. My goodness. Now, if you are so... it's like nothing just wants to work. It's Tuesday. It's hot. It should be cooler out.
It was supposed to do
out.
That yesterday, not
I know,
today.
I know.
We got rid of that pesky Monday. So
it's just goose poop pond. Let's be honest about it. Some things just don't work out here sometimes. Now, if you are celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can still text us while we go through the celebrity list, 355-9970. Now, starting right here at the top, Ella Purnell is celebrating. She parlayed playing the young version of Angelina Jolie in Maleficent into starring roles in Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, the Star series Sweet Bitter, and 2021's Army of the Dead. She is celebrating her 28th birthday. Danielle Brooks, actress, of course. A lot of people know her best from Orange is the New Black. Her character on that series was Tasty. She is celebrating her 35th birthday. Alexander Ovechkin is celebrating a birthday. I probably didn't pronounce it right, and obviously I did not do well with that one this morning. It's okay. I can point out my shortcomings. He is a left winger for the Washington Capitals. He cemented himself as one of the best players in the NHL when he won the Stanley Cup in 2018. He is celebrating his 39th birthday. There's letters there that don't go together and don't roll off the tongue well anyway.
Alexander, sure, change your last name.
Right? I'm sure he's a great hockey player. I can't pronounce his last name. Neil Blomkamp, who is the director of District 9 and also Chappie, he is celebrating his 45th birthday today. Sam Esmail, who is the Mr. Robot creator and also the creator of Amazon's thriller Homecoming, which starred Julia Roberts, he is celebrating his 47th birthday. Constantine Maroulis, who was the original American Idol rocker. He was also the star of